Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. I trust you're having a great weekend, and I am so glad you took this opportunity to join me. I am the owner of Paige's Etiquette Seminars, a company that specializes in both personal as well as professional development training. And I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway?, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too, as well as What is Executive Etiquette Anyway?, key ingredients for building successful working relationships. And if we work, we certainly are always looking for successful and how to build successful working relationships. Now, these books, as well as any other affirmation CDs or any of the other motivational products, may be purchased on the website. I will give that to you now. It is www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette, PAGESETIQUETTE.com. Now, for the new listeners that are joining us, I always like to begin the show by simply answering the question, what is etiquette anyway? And I always like to answer this from the standpoint and sort of talk a little bit about the origin of the word. Etiquette basically is a fancy word for manners, and the word itself actually comes from a French word meaning ticket. And what happened is that Charles I and II of England copied these rules from the French court, and of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And since the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, a good way to remember how to pronounce the word is etiquette. When you say etiquette slowly, you actually hear yourself say ticket. So, for those persons that have been mispronouncing the word etiquette and calling it etiquette, which is very common because the Q makes the qu sound, we know why it actually takes on the K sound in etiquette. Okay? Now, I always remind people, too, that if you have good etiquette, then you have the ticket to society. So how about that? Well, this evening is a continuation of the last week's topic, which was, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And since several callers were unable to basically call in or get through last week, we decided that we're going to go ahead and extend this discussion and sort of talk about it again. Now, in case you missed the show or part one, which was last week, we discussed a lot of workplace issues. And, of course, we looked at different angles from HR, customer service, and, you know, different angles like that. And what I would like to do, we can continue with that discussion, but I would also like to look at it from a personal point of view. For example, you know, how do you tell someone they have spinach or a piece of food in their teeth, especially when they're excited and they're smiling at you? Now, how do you tell someone, oh, my goodness, you have something in your teeth? But we'll talk about that, and we'll get some answers from you. What about, say, how do you tell a lady they have a railroad track runner in their stockings? And, of course, you know, all women know about that. It happens at some point. I tell you what, we have several callers on the line. I want to make sure I can get in as many as possible. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone and see if we can bring our first caller on. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. This is Vera from Philadelphia.
Oh, hi, Vera, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, wonderful. It is so good to hear from you. And, of course, the topic we're talking about, Vera, is it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And Donna, when I heard that, I immediately thought of my mother. She used to say that all the time. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is first give honor to God for waking me up, but I always ask him to guide my footsteps and guard my mouth, that nothing comes out that's going to hurt someone or be offensive to someone. So when I'm, you know, on the edge of saying something that might not be just quite nice, I take a deep breath and I think of my prayer, and I sometimes just forget about it. Don't reply.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. That is certainly a great tip, you know, for the listeners out there, that is certainly a way of dealing with that, especially, you know, preventing yourself from saying something that you know really wouldn't be very nice.
Right.
That is excellent. That's excellent.
I believe in that saying of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You don't want people
right.
to speak harshly to you. So be careful how you speak to others
right.
and how you word your comments.
Sure.
And, you know, the tone of voice that you use is so important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule.
That's right.
You know, or treat others the way you want to be treated. So that is
exactly
right. Mm-hmm.
And I try to live by that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to bring another caller on. You're welcome to stay if you would like to stay, and I can pull another caller on with us.
Well, I'll listen for a while.
Okay, wonderful. And thank you so much for your comment.
It was great talking to you, Donna.
Absolutely.
Be blessed.
Thank you. You too. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Okay, hello.
Yes.
Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. I'm well. Thank you so much. And
actually, I listened to your last show and actually participated in your last show. And Vera, mm-hmm. you said one thing very important. You know, the tone of your voice is very important as well when you're talking to someone,
mm-hmm.
and also mannerisms. How your body language looks is very important because you can say one thing, but your body may be saying something different. You know, and I think, too, when you talk to people, you need to either, you know, look them in the eye as much as possible. A lot of people don't look you in the eye, but stay focused on that person.
Mm-hmm. And
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And if I recall, is this Denise?
Yes.
Okay, you're HR manager, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and the reason I asked that, because I had someone email me, send me an email. They couldn't get in on the show last week, and they sent me an email. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
you all are welcome to do that. Let me give you the email address for those of you that may not be able to get in. It's info@pagesetiquette.com, info@pagesetiquette.com. And the email reads, I am a new supervisor and I need to fire someone. This will be the first time and I'm not quite sure if I have the heart to do it. But, of course, my job is on the line and part of my job is to terminate. So I would like to ask you, Denise, how would you respond? Or, you know, I believe you've been an HR manager for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you respond to her?
Yes, actually, I've been almost 20 years. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not an easy thing for to see people lose a job, but if that person, of course, is not going by the rules at that company, you know, unfortunately, it has to be done. For a new manager, the thing to remember is that this person is being let go for you know, basically breaking a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking rules, you're not rewarded for that. And also, as you are a manager, maybe the first time might be a little bit difficult, but when you keep your eye on what the company is all about and you think about what type of people you want around you, and if this person is not doing what they're supposed to do, just stay focused on those things. And I would at first, you know, bring them in. And everybody has a different style for letting someone go. Personally, I'm very empathetic, but I also keep the company and what their goals are and all of the rules that they have in place as a point to talk about when I am letting somebody go. And I've not done it a lot, but for new managers, I do sit in with them when they do fire, and it makes them more comfortable when they do it from a company standpoint as opposed to a personal standpoint. Just keep the personal out of it.
Absolutely. And I was going to make that a point as well. It's and letting them understand that it's really not personal, it's business. It's not personal at all, it's business. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to go to line five here. Let me just pull someone in. You all are welcome to stay if you'd like. And let me just pull in one of our other callers. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Well, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. If you would tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from.
Well, I'm Lonnie. I'm calling from Detroit.
Okay, welcome, welcome. And if you wouldn't mind saying hello to Denise and Vera that are on the line with us still as well.
Hello, both Denise and Vera.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'd like to piggyback on Denise, actually. I think, and I am a manager myself, and oftentimes the processes that you have in place, which is an educational piece for the new supervisors and managers, allows them to transition to that point. In other words, if this employee has shortcomings and they've been continuously building, then that manager or supervisor is not doing their job if they're not, you know, doing the appropriate documentation or counseling. So a lot of times you don't have to put yourself in that position from that the company standpoint or personal standpoint. The employee already knows if you're counseling that employee at specific times, whether it's monthly, quarterly, or when you see the shortcomings, that employee is well aware, and they're well aware of the circumstances if they do not, you know, change that behavior.
That's a great point. And as a matter of fact, I think sometimes when, you know, that time comes where someone does need to be terminated, in other words, what you're saying is it's really not a shock. It won't be a shock to them because some other procedures will have already taken place prior to that. That's a great point. That's an excellent point. So, you know, you won't have to feel too sorry for them because it's not like it's just something that, you know, you rolled out of bed one morning and said, I think I'm going to go fire John today.
You're absolutely right, Donna. But there are managers who are in place new as well as have been in place for a long time who still feel uncomfortable firing somebody. And, again, just keeping everything in mind and not taking it and, you know, not using it as a personal thing. You're right. That person should already know that it's time for them to go. So I think it is a training issue for a lot of new people, though, who are in positions when they have to fire somebody.
Let me ask you both this question. I once worked at a company, and it seemed as though they had hired, and they called this a point person. They specifically hired a person to come in to terminate some people. Whereas the current management staff, they did not want to do it. I guess they didn't want to, you know, feel responsible or whatever the case was. But they specifically hired this one person to come in and just, you know, let people go. And this was a new person to the organization, but obviously not to, you know, to firing or terminating, if you will. What's your view on that? You know, it's almost like, you know how you have like watchdog type situations? To me, this was kind of similar, you know.
Well, actually, that's not new to major corporations. They bring in an unbiased person, and I hate to say it, but what they're called is hatchet people, hatchet man. And their primary job is to evaluate what's going on in that company and cut their losses. That's bottom line. It's difficult to speak on that, and a lot of folks don't want to hear it, but that's the reality of the corporate world today.
Very interesting. Well, hopefully that, and I'm sure that information that both of you shared was great information for this new supervisor who was you know, she didn't put in the email when she was going to do this or when she was asked to make sure that this was this person's last day, but I'm sure this certainly was great, you know, information, great comments that will help her and at least help her feel a little more confident in,
mm-hmm.
in doing what she has to do and keeping in mind that it is not personal. That is wonderful. I thank you all so much for that. And Lonnie, you're welcome to stay if you'd like. I would like to talk about, I know, how do you tell someone they have spinach in their teeth or you know, they might have blueberries in their teeth and they're just smiling at you and talking, and you know, or do you tell them? What do you do?
Of course you tell them.
How do you tell, Denise?
Well, you know, it can be a little bit uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
at first, but once you do it one time and you, well, this is how I feel. I don't want to stand around with spinach or blueberries in my teeth, and I hope
mm-hmm.
that people around me will tell me.
Right.
So
right,
I don't embarrass them by telling them in front of people.
Right.
I will pull them to the side and you know, in a very low voice or a whisper, let them know
right.
that they have teeth. I'm sorry, let them know that they have stain or, you know, blueberries. It could be lipstick. I have a girlfriend
right.
who gets lipstick on her teeth all the time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I let her know all, as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just to pull them to the side in a quiet manner, not in front of anybody else to embarrass them because it's going to be embarrassing anyway,
right.
and just let them know.
Again, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I'll give you guys a little example real quickly that I'm going to pull in. Our board is totally lit up. I was meeting with an administrator of the school system a few years ago, and we were talking about proposals, and he was sitting there, and he had all this stuff just hanging out of his nose, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to be able to focus on this meeting. And this man is sitting straight across from me, and he has all this stuff. I won't even say what it was. You know what hangs out of your nose, so, you know, use your imagination for how much it was. And finally, I had to just stop him and just tell him, I started looking for a tissue. That's what I started doing. I looked in my briefcase for a tissue, and I had the tissues, but they were in a little plastic thing, and they kind of looked, you know, worn or whatever. So I pulled my tissue out, and I said, I am so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you have something hanging out of your nose. And so he jumped up. he had a mirror in his office. So he kind of looked in the mirror, and he had some tissues in his drawer, and he took care of that. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to concentrate on what he's saying when I'm seeing the stuff dangling
mm-hmm.
out of his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And generally people, you know, it's such an awkward situation because oftentimes people don't know what to say. So they say nothing. So, and Denise, you had made this point, you would certainly want someone to say that, you know, to let you know, and that is very important. I am going to go, let me see, to go to line 5 here and stand down. And you all, like I said, you're welcome to stay, and I thank you all so much for your calls. Let's see, let's go to line 5. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? Can you tell me
yes.
your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name's Kathy.
Okay,
I'm
how
from
are
Atlanta,
you?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Great. If you would, say hello to Lonnie and Vera and Denise. They're all on the phone, and we just have a nice
Vera.
Little conference going on. And just kind of say
hello.
Hello,
Lonnie and Vera and Denise. How are you all doing today?
Hi, doing great.
Hello.
Thank you.
Great. I'm passing through the huge bits and pieces of what you guys are talking about, and because I've been trying to call in. So I just wanted to pick on what you guys were talking about, a little bit of what I've heard about, and I guess it's more important to me about some of the things that were going on in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard when you are a manager in the workplace. However, I am a supervisor in the supervisor mode, and it is hard to allow people to go because you do allow your emotions to get in. However, we do if it was Vera that said it, but she was talking about allowing your emotion to get it to stop up, you know, and making it hard for you to fire someone. But then again, you have to also go along with what the standards are for your job as well. But at the same time, even with letting people go and treating people a certain way, you can yourself. manner, which would be offensive, but it's letting them understand that they, you know, we know what the consequences are for what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I work in a facility where I am over some people, and there are people that are over me as well. And when you have new people come in, sometimes people come in to set standards for themselves and to make a big name for themselves, per se. I'm coming here to straighten this out, and whatever's going on in the past, I'm going to get it straight, and they want to make it look good. However, you know, they don't know the personalities or the workload that other people have done to even get the particular place in the situation they need to be in. So you need to, you know, when you're in management's position, if you're new or old, you need to recognize, you know, the strong leaders that are already there. There are some weak links in our businesses, but we at the same time need to recognize what it takes to be a boss. You know, a manager needs to recognize what it takes to run a facility without running so much with their words. And, and it's,
Kathy, you're kind of breaking up. You're kind of going in and out.
Okay.
And you're breaking up.
Let me. I had to call on my cell phone. For some reason, I couldn't get in on my home phone. Can you hear me a little better?
I can hear you better now, yes.
Okay. Yes, it's a lot of how you say things to people when you say them to people when you're in work businesses,
absolutely.
In your business, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's just, you know, period. That's just period.
Right.
You know, it's just basically it's just stopping to think about if the role was reversed.
Right.
You know,
and at the same time, I've had opportunity to be in a business where it's a more friendlier attitude, where you don't have to, it's not a white-collar business, where as if you're, per se, in a hair salon, you can have fun, and you know, your hairstylist may not talk to you in a way that where it has to be, you have to sit up straight in your chair, and, you know, because you have a lot of fun in beauty salons and barbershops, so you may not talk to, the hairstylist may not talk to her coworker the same as she would have if she was in a business such as a bank or, you know, office building. You know, you can be more relaxed. So it is a lot of times how we say things and where we say it more so.
Well, that's a great
mm-hmm.
point. That's
so we can be relaxed in certain ways, but we also need to make sure, you know, what type of business are we being relaxed in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Donna, I'd like to make a point there.
Mm-hmm.
You can be relaxed, but you have to also be careful of how you speak no matter where you are, because people are looking at you. And mm-hmm. if you profess to be of a certain character, then when you talk out of that character, that doesn't sit well with people who may be trying. You might want them to be, you might want to be an example to somebody. So you really have to be careful because you never know who's listening to you.
Right, right. But this is Kathy speaking again. Out of all of our conversations with people and the way we carry ourselves, it's going to eventually come out of us regardless of what atmosphere we're working in, whether we're in the, you know, high-profile jobs. I mean, you know, eventually if something is within you and you're a person that curses a lot and you do a lot of certain things, you'll eventually get comfortable trying to do it. You may not, people may not allow it over a certain period of time. You'll get comfortable doing that wherever you are. So your character is going to come out eventually, whether you're in the high-profile jobs or whether you're in the hair salon. So my point is, be yourself at the same time. You should have some type of training that trains you to be that way all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I always say, it's even in my book, and I always conclude, you know, my speaking engagements and the show, it's, you know, be the best you can be. And the best, you know, way to do that is to just be your best. At all times.
At all
right.
times.
We should strive to do that. And let me say thank you so much for, you know, everyone that has called in. I have a few other callers, and I thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to, let me say again, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to try to bring in, I know we're running out of time, unbelievably, but I'm going to see if I can bring another caller in. And I thank you all for your calls. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Line two. Hello, caller. Okay, may not be able to. Let me go back. Perfect. Again, thank you so much for calling. And let's see. And, you know, okay, let's see. Caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Would you tell everyone your name and where you're calling from? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, hello?
Okay, let's see. Hello? Caller, can you hear me? Oh, there was another gentleman. Hello? Okay, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened to him. Caller, if you can hear me, thank you so much for your patience. You can certainly feel free to call back. The call-in number is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Just also wanted to say, I know one of the other questions is, how do you tell someone they have railroad tracks in their house? And basically, especially for women, it's just so common. I don't know if it's not, to me, it's not a major difference between having just little runner in your stocking and then just having, like, railroad tracks. And for the men out there listening that's not really sure what I'm talking about, is when you have, you know, you have a little runner start, and you might be able to put some clear nail polish on it to kind of stop it. But it's like your stockings are torn, and that's why we kind of refer to it as railroad tracks. But I always tell people, first of all, to make sure women to keep an extra pair of hose. And I have in my book, What is Etiquette, Executive Etiquette Anyway, it's called a survival, personal hygiene and grooming survivor kit. And one of the things in there is to make sure that you do carry clear nail polish, and, you know, extra pair of stockings just in case, you know, you do have a runner. But just pulling someone to the side, once again, it's not, you know, how you say it. Like, girl, why you got on those torn-up stockings? No, inappropriate, okay? I don't know if you know it or not, but you have a runner in your hose. Oh, thank you so much. And it's always very appreciated as well. Let me see if I can go to another caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? And let me apologize to those callers that could not get in again. I would just suggest calling in probably about 5 minutes before the show, and that will actually secure your, you know, secure yourself in line because the switchboard does fill up. Again, I want to say thank you all so much for calling in. And, of course, this is a topic that can just really go on and on forever for the simple fact that, you know, we're all dealing with, you know, we're dealing with different issues, you know, every single day. And anytime you interact, you know, with other people, you're going to, you know, have issues that you're going to be faced with, and you're going to, you know, tell some, you know, you're going to be forced to hopefully nicely say some things to other people, you know, in a very nice way. I cannot believe we are running out of time. Thank you all again for calling. I want to remind you all that the website, again, is pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette.com. And I always like to say, as I close every show, is just to make sure that, you know, you feel good about yourself. Be considerate of others and be the best you can be. And, of course, we just, you know, all sort of concluded that it's just so important for you to just be your best at all times. And I thank you again for listening. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? It's the talk show version of the book series, What is Etiquette Anyway? And, of course, this show airs presently from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday evening. If you cannot get in, please feel free to send your emails, your questions or comments at info@pagesetiquette.com, info@pagesetiquette.com. And once again, thank you so much for spending a portion of your Sunday evening with us. We're always glad to hear from everyone. You know, certainly invite friends to come in. Have a wonderful evening and good night.
Yeah.
Thank you.